The liability of incumbency, Kamala Harris has been in power for 1,318 days. By Wendell Hasebo on August 30, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris has been in power for 1,318 days, underscoring who is to blame for policy failures during the last 3.5 years. The Biden-Harris administration's record is a failing report card. Only 26.9% of Americans believe the nation is on the right track, while 63.4% believe it is on the wrong track, according to the Real Clear Politics polling average. Under the administration, costs rose about 20% across the board. Migrant crime soared. Russia invaded Ukraine. The United States experienced an embarrassing deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. Hamas attacked Israel and captured American hostages. Harris tried to defend the record during her Thursday night interview on CNN, while falsely casting former President Donald Trump as the incumbent. She wanted to have her cake and eat it, too. CNN's Dana Bash asked Harris about the economic policy failures under the Biden-Harris administration. "You are well aware that, right now, many Americans are struggling. There's a crisis of affordability. One of your campaign themes is we're not going back. But I wonder what you say to voters who do want to go back when it comes to the economy, specifically because their groceries were less expensive. Housing was more affordable when Donald Trump was president." Harris replied by attacking Trump, blaming him for the Biden-Harris economy, thereby framing him as the party responsible. "Joe Biden and I came in office during the height of a pandemic. We saw over 10 million jobs were lost. People, I mean, literally, we are all tracking the numbers. Hundreds of people a day were dying because of COVID. The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump of that crisis. When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And, today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%. A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world." Bash then asked Harris about Bidenomics and its associated policies that fueled soaring costs. "So, you maintain Bidenomics is a success?" Bash asked. "I'll say that that's good work," Harris replied. "There's more to do, but that's good work." Harris's answers were an example of her campaign's catch-22. Harris cannot campaign on the reduction of soaring costs without undermining the Biden-Harris administration's policies. But Harris must tout the administration's policies to validate her record and candidacy. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.